It's the more recent food.
It's more recent. We don't have stoops, didn't have stoops way back there like they do today.
I see. Mm-hmm. See, I was wrong about that. I thought that stoop was an older word, but it actually is a later addition. Have you ever been on a farm, Mrs. Hall, or have you been you lived in town all your life?
I've lived in town.
You wouldn't happen to know what they call the little area beside a barn before they milked the cows that kept
them? Oh, they call it the barnyard or the cow pen.
Cow pen, you don't have any rocks or stones around here, but in your travels, have you seen fences or walls that have been made of, what do you call those?
I don't know what they are called. They have them up in Middle Georgia.
Yes, that's right.
Stone fences.
Stone fences. Mm-hmm. And in the old days when you had a large wooden container, about like this, with a handle and you kept water in it.
It's a water bucket.
Water bucket. And if it was made out of metal, would you call it the same?
Yes, but they were usually made of cedar or something like that.
I see. Mm-hmm. And what do you use to fry eggs with in the stove? What utensil is that called?
Frying pan.
Frying pan. You don't use skillet? Did you used to use skillet?
I have never used skillet, but other people call them skillets.
Uh-huh.
I don't know which the skillet is, whether it's a frying pan that is with some sides, or an iron pan without any sides.
I see.
Now, I don't know which is.
Did you ever use the term spider?
Spider, yes.
Would you describe a spider while we're on the subject?
Well, that's a spider that is built of iron with sides.
Mm-hmm.
And will hold the grease.
I see. Does it have legs on? Did a spider used to have legs that you could, you remember?
It used to have them. That you could set on coals.
Mm-hmm.
And it had three legs.
Three legs. You fry and bake?
And cook on it in the fireplace.
I see. So
that's the way.
That's what a spider used to be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that you can turn water on and off with?
Call it a faucet.
Uh-huh. And if you had one on a barrel, say a barrel of syrup or molasses, do you have any experience with that?
No, I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You turn it.
Yes.
And the stuff drips out.
Mm-hmm. And if you had one outside the house for a hose, what you call that?
Spigot.
Spigot? Mm-hmm. And